Justin Morrison, that's Joshua LeMay. I almost said I was Joshua LeMay, but that would be wrong.
It would be wrong, but understandable, because we're both pretty great, and honestly, tomato, tomato, right? Am I right?
Potato, potato.
Potato, tomato. Welcome to the show!
A Trouble with Words, where we talk about stuff and that sometimes we like.
Have a trouble doing it.
Yep.
Yes. Hey. We also think about things we don't like, but we'll get to that.
I don't know what you mean by that.
I was going to talk about you.
Oh.
No, dude.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, Josh.
Yes, 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 yes.
What time is it?
It's Podcastober o'clock. Yeah, it is.
That's right.
Yeah, it sure is. This is a thing we do every year.
Since the Despite very beginning.
The pleas that we stop, this is a thing we do.
No one asked us to stop doing
no
anything.
One listened
That's
to this
correct.
Podcast. But you know what if they would do if they listened? You know what they would find out if they listened?
What?
That we are very talented and our podcast is very good.
Is that real? Is that you?
I believe that.
You believe that? Yeah.
I mean, you know,
I think
it's A at least. I'd give it a C plus on a good day. I feel like
I feel like I listen to a fair number of podcasts. I never used to. When we started doing this, I never listened to podcasts.
Interesting.
But I listen to a lot of podcasts.
You were like, there's got to be a better podcast. Then you found it.
Yeah. And you know, we're not that bad.
No, we could be worse. There's worse, and as long as there's worse, I feel better.
I feel like, given an opportunity to find a broader audience, like if we got the right exposure, we would be a good podcast.
Maybe a budget?
Yeah.
Where we could quit our jobs and focus on this full time?
Oh, man. Like, right now the only thing that we need money for is hosting the episodes, like on a server someplace where people can get
that
to
would
them.
Be helpful. Hey, anyone want to volunteer space? We'll take that, that free.
Heck, if you have a space where we can store episodes and make them and serve them like a web server for episodes
on a silver platter of internet,
we'll give you free ad space.
Yeah,
that's a fair trade.
You know what? Fuck it. You can have free ad space,
or we'll work something out.
We're business people. We're making business deals.
We're men of business.
Yes, we are
men of honor.
We are men. I believed it because I said it. But,
I don't care about that term anymore.
I'm comfortable with my whatever.
I'm a person who has a set of genitals and they exist and I don't really think about them a whole lot.
That should be on a t-shirt.
I'm a person with genitals.
With a set of genitals that exist, but I don't think about them a lot.
That's a lot of words for a t-shirt.
That's what makes it so good. Check out our store. Online, that might be available soon. We could fund a podcast with
TroubleWithWords.store.com.
We should start like a one of those things where you get people to give you money for some reason,
like a Kickstarter,
Patreon? Like a Kickstarter. Yeah. And be like, give us money, and we'll put it into the podcast.
Yeah,
and we would.
I
wouldn't use it for other things like drugs.
Yeah,
or prostitutes.
I don't
or
even
hot pants
or all three at the same time.
No, I wouldn't. Wait, what?
A coked up prostitute wearing hot pants?
Coked up?
Yeah.
Oh, drugs.
Yeah.
You mean like coke, like cocaine?
Yeah, you meant
I don't know.
Like Coca-Cola.
I'm really thirsty right now.
Are you?
I'm so thirsty. And I was going to get another drink before we started, but now I'm stuck.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Because this can't. Once we start rolling,
I know.
It is a runaway train.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a too soon joke.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. You have a huge train crash that just happened?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Hoboken.
I'm just saying.
Did anybody die?
Yes.
Like,
I think.
A lot?
A lot. I mean, some people did.
I mean, anybody, any death is
there was
unfortunate.
I'm pretty sure there was one person at least died that was hit on the, like, that wasn't even on the train.
Yeah.
I know that for sure, but I don't know. I don't know about more. Either way, it's a horrible, horrible thing.
Yeah.
And we drive a train to PAX, or we take a train to PAX.
We don't drive it.
It's the same train.
Oh?
No. That's not true.
Yeah, the train doesn't go to Hoboken.
But there is that train that we do take was in a crash, and it's pretty famous years and years and years ago.
Huh.
Yeah, it was a list of train crashes I saw online that somebody made probably in response to this. And that train, that exact course that we take, has crashed.
Where?
Well, from Portland to Boston, so same train.
Interesting.
And I don't remember much of the details, but I know that this whole story was enough to actually scare me, because every year we are on a train. Like that song, except instead of a boat, it's a train.
What?
I'm on a boat.
Oh, I'm on a train, motherfucker. Take a look at me.
Yeah, you get it. You get it.
So, hey, happy Podcasttober.
Happy Podcasttober to you, my friend.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. This year, watched some movies.
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with the concept of Podcasttober, I had a trouble finding the word concept.
But you got there.
I did.
Like a professional, seasoned.
Podcasttober is a yearly event where we each...
That means it happens annually.
It's true.
That's a funny clarification.
We each separately select a scary movie.
And, yeah, well, something in the horror genre.
Yeah. And then we force each other to sit through the movies.
Yeah.
I mean, usually together. We watch them together. Yeah. Always together.
Oh, we always together.
But we were,
and
we were kind of...
And also, it's the first time we've seen the movie where we're suggesting to. Yeah. So it's the first time for both of us watching it.
We were kind of jokingly discussing the parameters that we use to select our movies. And I tend toward kind of campier, older...
Like, so bad they're good
kind
of movies.
Like, just terrible movies. Yeah. And I feel like I really went too far this year. Like, I feel like in prior years...
You crossed the line, sir.
Like From Beyond and Haosu, and I can't even remember what we watched last year. It was The Pit and the Pendulum.
Right.
I feel like those were terrible movies that were entertaining. And this year, the movie that we selected, like, I was falling asleep. Like,
it was a little bit on the boring side, a little bit.
Yeah.
It told a movie in an hour and a half, that I think, that it could have told in 20 minutes.
If that. So
and shouldn't have told, mind you.
Yeah. But. And then your selections tend to be more modern, kind of indie horror movies.
Yeah, that I hope are going to be good. I'm actually trying to find good horror movies.
Yeah.
Because I don't watch these kind of movies on my own, really. I don't have much of a draw to the genre, so I...
And I certainly don't, because I'm a scaredy cat.
Big old scaredy pants.
I'm scared of...
Which is why I figure you need someone sitting next to you, like me, holding your hand,
holding my
getting
hand.
You through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this was no exception. So, the two movies we watched were... I guess we should say them out of the gate, right?
Yeah.
We watched Frankenstein Monster.
Nope.
No, I mean Frankenstein Island.
Yep.
I mean Island of Monster Frankenstein.
Nope.
Frankenstein, the scientist, not the monster. Island.
Frankenstein Island, 1981.
Yeah.
Directed by Jerry Warren.
Wow.
Written, directed, produced.
By three
edited,
different aliases.
Composed by Jerry Warren.
Yeah.
Under various pseudonyms.
Yeah.
I imagine most of the budget came out of his own pocket.
One would assume.
And I don't believe he had to drive to the bank to get any extra money because...
Although, and I don't mean to sound in any way, I don't know, gross for saying this, but I honestly don't know how he got the actors he got to do the things he got to do unless he was paying them pretty well. I mean, to some extent. There's a lot of girls in bikinis. I don't want to spoil anything. We'll get to that. But I feel like that's not the kind of thing that people just volunteer for.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he had to have been taking advantage of their... their youthful
want to be
to be movie stars. Yeah.
Famous, yeah.
Hey, girls, you want to be in a movie? That coughing is in character.
Oh, I liked it. That guy was sleazy. Wow, love your impression of him. Was that
that's Jerry
the cinematographer, or is that the guy that did the music?
That was Jerry
Which
Warren,
version of
casting
him?
Director.
Oh, casting director. I see. Okay. Anyway, that was the first movie, and it was crazy.
Terrible.
It was crazy.
So bad.
Let's talk about it.
So, the basic premise is, and I don't give a shit about spoilers, because nobody watched this
Oh,
ever.
Yeah. We can always spoil
Please,
on Podcasttober anyway.
Like sometimes we say, like, we're going to spoil this movie, but go ahead and watch it anyway, because it's worth watching.
Yeah.
Do not watch this movie. It is a waste of time.
Although, if there's some sort of, like, recap video... That somebody made that's like 10 minutes long that recaps the whole thing.
I believe there
that
is
might
a,
be worth watching.
I believe there is a Riff Tracks available, and that may make it funny enough to watch.
Okay.
That would be the way to go.
Like a Mystery Science?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be on board with that.
So the basic premise is these four guys are in a hot air balloon. And there's
a lot of hot air balloon footage in the beginning of this movie.
Stock photos of hot air balloons.
With voiceovers like they're people in the balloons talking to each other, which is just the best.
Over radio? Do hot air balloons have radios? They must.
No, they have tin cans with strings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's talk of a tornado, and they're all supposedly out to sea, but you never see the ocean. You just see hot air balloons in the sky.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's talk of a freak tornado, and they've lost contact with one of the balloons. And then the very next shot is these four idiots pulling up to a...
Four people running from the water on the beach.
Yeah.
Dragging a big, like, plastic rubber raft thing.
Big yellow rubber raft.
And, like, jumping up and down with excitement. Like, they're people going to the beach for a fun day.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
Yeah. But then they mentioned that they were happy to find land.
Yeah, because they've been out at sea.
But they didn't...
said raft.
Yeah.
For some time.
And then they, while they're still holding it, they talk about how they need to go build a raft so they can escape.
Yep.
That's
only, my favorite part of the movie.
Probably only one of the major plot inconsistencies in the movie, but somehow the one I've latched onto is the most glaring. Because they literally climbed out of it and are still holding it upright when they talk about having to go find logs to build a raft so they can escape.
Yeah. Yep. They sure do. And then they go exploring. And after one of them falls down in pain and seems to hurt his hand, except I don't think that that's what happened.
Yeah.
Because there's more later that you discover with hand pain.
Talk about places.
Yeah. If anyone talks about an outside place or an experience they had in an outside place, for some reason, their hand or their wrist hurts.
Never explained.
Why, of all the places, that would be the thing that the pain is, like, I don't understand, but yeah.
Never explained.
Talk about your hometown, your wrist starts hurting, and the weird sound happens, and you fall to your knees.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, they start exploring.
And they find about 50 women wearing leopard print bikinis.
Yes, they do. Very much like store-bought.
Yeah.
Leopard skin bikinis.
There's no indication that there are any leopards anywhere on this island, but all of the women are wearing identical leopard skin bikinis.
Yeah, and there are a lot of them. I mean, I know that there's probably some cheating in that, but there was something close to, I think, at least 8 different actresses playing.
Oh, I'd say more.
Maybe even more.
I'd say 20.
They could have faked some of that, but having people look, you know what I mean? Like they were multiple, but... we're talking like young, attractive women in these bikinis. I just don't understand how they did this movie. I just cannot fathom what made them do this movie. This feels like some guy just was like, hey, I'm making a movie. You want to do it? And people said yes.
Yeah.
Also, they're being like manhandled like a lot.
A lot.
Like
not,
a lot.
Not in like a creepy way.
No, like in a save them way or something. Or, but it's pick them up and carry them away kind of thing.
And this movie also features some of... literally the worst stage acting,
stage fighting specifically
that I've ever seen. Like punches that, like there's a good foot of daylight between the two actors. It was amazing.
Rough around the edges. And you'd think all that stuff would lead to just humorously so bad it's good moments.
No.
But for some reason, it does it at the pace of a snail that makes it the most boring thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's rough. But they make up for it in story.
Do they?
No.
Nope.
No, they don't. Because it makes no sense, Justin.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
So here's my...
But I want you to explain it like it does.
Here's my understanding.
Please.
Of what is happening on this island.
Okay.
The wife of Van Helsing is also the daughter of Dr. Frankenstein, who is dead, but mind-controlling Van Helsing, who is a 200-year-old man and bedridden.
Kept alive by Dr. Frankenstein's technology.
Yeah, which is also a brain in a glass case that is controlling a bunch of other kind of...
Frankenstein's monster.
Sort of. Robot men, sort of.
Like, and a bunch of henchmen from that old Batman
television They're Batman henchmen without the word henchmen written on their black t-shirts.
But they're all but like otherwise, cadavers, I guess?
Literal black t-shirts, literal black skull caps, all wearing black sunglasses, and hunching around. They... Absurd. Absurd. Yes. Absurd.
Yes. Is there more to the story?
And then, so one of the four idiots that crash landed, or how do you describe a balloon Balloons don't really crash.
That deflated? No.
Shipwrecked? No. Anyway.
Balloon wrecked.
Balloon wrecked. One of the guys is a doctor, and the wife slash daughter slash the only person who is reasonably in charge of anything, yeah, I guess. The
closest thing.
Tries to get the doctor to help her, and he does for a little while, and then...
And he gets, like, brain-controlled, and then yeah. he gets really on board with helping.
Yeah. And then there's this old guy who's, like, in a prison cell, and...
Yeah, they find this other guy that's a prisoner.
He's been there for 17 years.
He keeps getting sedated. He was there from a shipwreck, I think.
Yeah.
Years and years before. And,
oh, and the girls are also aliens. I don't know how yeah, they or call why.
Them alien... Alien girls are...
It sounds like it should be good, but it is not.
Oh, I know.
So bad. That
sounds like high quality stuff.
So then, in the most heavy-handed foreshadowing that's ever existed in anything, they mentioned that Frankenstein's monster is being stored in a underwater pool.
Oh, yeah, I spoiled that. I got ahead of us. Sorry.
In a cavern somewhere.
His brain wasn't developing, so they had to just lock him up underwater because it was the only thing they could do with
him. And then the very next shot is one of the four idiots looking into a pool in a cavern saying, "Do I see a form down there? A human form?
Just my imagination."
And then 2 minutes later, of course, Frankenstein bursts from... more lurches. He didn't really
burst. 8 hours later.
Yeah. He kind of stands up out of the puddle he was hiding in. And starts just waving his arms around for the rest of the
just
movie.
Just starts waving his arms around in the funniest Frankenstein's monster impression I've ever seen in my whole life.
And then I think he strangles two people. I think that's his entire death count.
That might be those two people and one other person dies and that's it.
Yeah, and then otherwise it's just arm waving and kind of ridiculous dancing around.
Flipping
and,
tables. You like to flip. You flip like a number of tables.
Flipping. Yeah. A lot of... Worse than original series Star Trek, like, fighting. Like,
well...
No, it's worse.
I know you say that, I'm literally watching the original series right now at the same time that I watch this movie. Like, I'm able to compare them in a pretty fair and honest way. And while admittedly they are both the embodiment of garbage...
Yeah.
And especially the... I mean, come on. The Liz or the Gorn fight on the surface with Kirk...
I will not have you.
Have you seen the original series of Star Trek? I will
not have you besmirching.
Besmirching the shit pile that is the original series? Look, we will have a conversation and a Star Trek conversation at that. Maybe very soon. Who knows? But we'll talk about it.
Anyway, this movie is shit. Don't watch it.
Yeah.
Not worth your time.
It's not better than Star Trek. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
So.
But the second movie that we watched... Josh selected It Follows.
It Follows.
Which I had heard of.
Me too.
But not seen.
Yep,
So, keeping with your theme of kind of indie horror movies, it was big enough that like it was kind of on my radar, but not one I would have seen.
Right.
Yeah.
Me neither. Without this, I probably never would have watched it. And I'd heard that it might genuinely be one of the more unsettling kind of premises for a horror movie. And so I was really intrigued by that. Because to be honest with you, in this day and age, or just in general, I don't ever get scared or even freaked out by horror. In fact, I mostly just find it to be kind of goofy and not, I don't know, not scary at all.
Your stance on horror movies is well documented on this podcast.
Right, it is. By the way, the last movie, Justin, your movie, Frankenstein Island, did have snakes, and it also had spiders. And I think it's worth mentioning that there were multiple scenes involving them.
Yeah.
So before we go to the next one, I wanted to ask you, was there any fear level watching the snakes in this movie, or was it so bad that it almost undid that? I'm curious.
Yeah.
Because the spiders were undone for me. I didn't even have fear about them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like them, but I wasn't afraid of them at any point.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. It was so the opposite of scary that it undid a thing I actually have a fear of.
Yeah.
Anyway, so It Follows, which did follow this movie.
I see what you did.
Right
like
after it.
Yeah.
Has a very creepy premise. And that premise...
Do we want to spoil that?
Well,
I feel like this one is one I could recommend people watch.
But I also feel like the premise doesn't ruin... Knowing the premise doesn't ruin the movie. So I don't think we should talk about the ending necessarily.
Yeah.
I don't think, although even that isn't necessarily going to ruin anything.
I mean, I do kind of want to talk about it. Like,
we've always had an open policy that we'll talk about all these movies. We talked about Babadook, and that, you know, in theory could be spoiled.
Yeah.
So
you're right.
Let's talk about it.
So yeah. So the basic premise is that there's a like sort of a super
entity of sorts.
Supernatural sort of entity that like it's almost like an STD that gets passed around.
Yeah.
Like
sort of
like somebody that has the curse, if you will, has sex with you, and then it causes this entity to try to kill you. And the only way you can not be killed is to pass it on to somebody else by having sex with them.
Yeah.
But if that person gets killed, the entity reverts back to attacking you, and if you get killed, it goes back to the person before you.
Right. It just keeps going, in theory, until it kills the first person that started it, whatever that story is.
Yeah, if there is such a thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the basic premise, is there's this entity, and it can look like any person, and
that's
a stranger.
What's so interesting. So it only looks like people. It always has a humanoid form.
Yeah.
And it's always walking towards you, more or less. With some exception, there are a few times where it just stands and looks at you. But for the most part, it's always moving towards you at a slow walking pace.
Yeah.
And if it gets to you, it kills you.
Yeah.
And there's some reveal on as to how that is, which all I think kind of connects to whatever the story is. It's kind of interesting. But I'll just say that it's violent, and it seems to be sexual in nature, the killing of you part, which is just really kind of weird.
Yeah.
But it's so eerie because, and I do feel like it was eerie. I got a genuine, I don't know, sort of fear from it, I guess is the best word.
Really?
Almost maybe more of a, like a paranoia or a sense of uneasiness. But there was, because you don't know who the person is, it can be literally anyone. It can appear to you, like you said, like somebody that your loved ones. It can be a stranger. Yeah. It can be also uncomfortable looking. And there are a few moments where, and I won't spoil those, but it appears as something else that is just weird and kind of creepy. But it's always
one thing that
there.
Yeah. let me start over. One thing, it did make me feel very uncomfortable and very anxious. Almost from the get-go, like immediately the opening scene, like, it's very anxiety producing, if that's the right term. I was kind of reading about it afterward, and there's some interesting things that the director did, some of which had to have been on purpose, some of which may or may not have been.
Like what?
But specifically, if you had to say what time period this movie took place in, what would you say?
I would say modern day, although it looked like the 70s from the cars and the houses.
Yeah.
But people were using modern equipment, so I knew it was
some of which
day.
Don't exist.
Yeah.
Like, all of the phones on the walls were, like, old corded phones. Like, everybody was, like, the house that most of the, a lot of the movie takes place in,
sort
is very, like,
area.
Like 70s kind of, like,
suburbs.
Yeah.
More or less.
But, like,
not literally, but
like, the refrigerator and stove in their house looked old. But then that girl had, like, a cell phone e-reader that does not exist in the current world. Like,
yeah. It was like a shell, like a makeup shell thing that you open up.
Yeah.
And each side of the shell was a screen.
Yeah.
Like a two-screen device that she was looking through, reading a book from.
Yeah. And she even used it as a, like, a kind of a flashlight at one point.
Yeah. And it was touchscreen. She was, like, scrolling through it with...
But they... So there's that kind of, like... sense of, like, it's not set in a specific time. Like, the fashions were kind of retro, but also kind of
they were
just
all
current.
Over the place a little bit. Yeah.
But one other thing they mentioned was,
and hairstyles too.
Yeah, was like the time of year, like the seasons, the way that all worked. Because, I mean, the scope of the movie can't be more than 3 or 4 days.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't think so. I mean.
I close to that. I saw it as like
maybe
a week or two.
Maybe a week. But in that time, like, you see, like, a wide variety. You see people wearing, like, kind of heavy winter coats, But at the same time, people are wearing like shorts and t-shirts and like.
Or at the beach swimming.
Yeah. Or in the pool swimming. Or like, it was indicated that that was a deliberate choice to throw, to just to make people uneasy, like kind of subconsciously.
Oh, like, I like that idea.
Like not be able to fix.
Right. Because your brain knows something's wrong, but can't quite place it. And then that general feeling of something wrong being added to the idea. Also, they did a really interesting thing. So as we talked about, the enemy in this, the monster, as it were, is this, it's just a person.
Yeah.
Again, it can look like anyone, but it's a person walking towards you. That's the visual that is what's scary. And while it only ever moves at that pace, and they explain that a little bit in the movie, it never stops. And if it gets to you, when it is, some interesting things that they explored, like how it actually interacts with physical objects, how it seems to be real, but only the people that are infected or that have the curse can see it, whether past or present. And it will only be going after the most current person that has it.
Yeah.
And then down the line as it kills them. What's interesting about that is the trying to stop it had some really interesting interactions. Because while nobody else can see it, that doesn't mean it's not physically there.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a physical thing that you can touch or interact with a person that can be affected.
Yeah. But it's not it's not a person.
Right.
I mean, it looks like a person.
We don't know what it is.
It never speaks.
Nope.
Never makes a sound, as far as we can tell.
Never saw it make a sound.
But it does. It's super interesting because it's not always someone you know. I mean, it's just as often somebody.
More often,
yeah,
it's a stranger, and then I'd say actually equal parts. It's a stranger, someone you know, and then something creepy.
Yeah, when the story calls for it, it's something creepy.
Yeah.
But still a person.
Which also feels like an intentional thing that this monster's doing just to fuck with you further. It almost feels like its primary weapon is psychological, which is interesting. Because it does, even from a viewer standpoint, it does drive you a little bit mad. Like, you try to imagine what would that be like.
What would you do?
I mean,
yeah.
It is very scary.
Yeah.
This kind of slow, methodical thing that never stops is scary to me.
Yeah.
And I love that they explored that. It's the kind of idea that the old, like, Friday the 13th movies had where, you know, he would just walk towards you and you'd be running through the woods and he would somehow keep pace. It's different.
Yeah.
Because he's not keeping pace.
Yeah. But, like, you could buy yourself some time by getting in a car and driving all night.
Yeah.
But eventually it's going to show up again.
Yeah.
And that's, to me, that's almost more unnerving, is like putting so much distance between you that you don't know when it's going to show up again, than kind of knowing where it is. Like, I don't know.
Except it's more or less slow enough that you can react when it shows up. Except both things were shown where it can approach you from behind.
Yeah.
It can get you from a blind spot. That's very possible.
Yeah.
And also, I mean,
you got to sleep eventually.
That's the thing, right? Yeah. So, I mean, they didn't touch on that too much. Yeah. And there are talks of sequels and maybe giving some more backstory. Because one of the things this movie has is it doesn't ever really explain anything what it is.
I honestly hope they don't.
Yeah, that goes a long way towards making the movie better. I think that mystery is a big part of what sells it. They can make a sequel that just is more of it in a way. And maybe reveals a little bit more. Because one of the things I love in storytelling is when things are revealed through the process of the story itself, not going out of their way to reveal. And what I mean by that is, the basic story of this movie is that creature is hunting this girl that is the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to survive. So in trying to survive, things are revealed. We learn more and more about this creature just in how it works, kind of a sense of, like, that kind of sense.
Yeah.
Than we do anything else, in that no one can see it that isn't infected, but they can physically interact with it. Yeah. We learned that through the course of the movie.
Yeah.
And there were other things too.
I don't want a sequel at all, but I have a feeling this was successful enough that they're going to make one. But what I don't want is them to go into like an occult bookstore and some guy says, oh yeah, this is a such and such, and there are primary statistics, and this is how you defeat it, and then we go on a fucking action adventure trying to kill it.
It has 20 HP, and if you use that's not good.
Like, I just leave it alone. Don't make a sequel. Make another good movie.
I'm not saying that all origin stories inherently won't work if you give that information away and that it has to have mystery to be good. I'm not saying they can't make this good in a sequel, but I'm saying that it's a 95% chance that it will not only not be good in even the best efforts, but may ruin what came before. And so I suggest, to your point, let it go. And if you are being forced because of somebody in Hollywood is like, no, it made too much money, we have to do it, then I just hope that they use the same creator and that they do it well. Because it is worth watching and exploring more of the universe in that sense. Like, I think it's good enough that I think that warrants it, but it's so good it doesn't need it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. That's kind of my feeling.
Yeah. I liked it. I mean, I don't like scary movies, and it did make me uncomfortable, and I was anxious, but I liked it.
I did too. One of the things they did that really, really added to the uneasiness, and I feel comfortable sharing this, I don't think it ruins anything, is they had a lot of scenes where people were in the background. There was a person just walking towards the main characters.
Yeah.
That,
and sometimes that, it was a thing, and sometimes it wasn't.
Well, but the thing is, it could have been every time. You don't know, because it may have been happening, and they never noticed and left before it ever got to them.
Yeah.
But it was enough, because it also just looked like a person.
Yeah. But sometimes, just in the background, out of focus, you're thinking, is that it? Is it coming? And then, you don't know. You never know.
And that I love.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, I actually wish they, in some ways, had explored that more and less of the overtness. There were some things that were, some of the interactions with it that were almost too far. Like, I even want more mystery than they already revealed. And part of me is afraid even more about an origin story, because if they were willing to show that much, which in some ways took away from it a little bit for me, then they could easily ruin it.
Yeah.
I could definitely see it being ruined. So fingers crossed, but definitely I think this is worth watching, even if you're not a huge horror fan. Now, it does have some sexual stuff. There's some nudity. If that's a thing that bothers you, you may not want to watch it. But admittedly, that's going to be a part of the story based on what we explained so far, is that there's some sex.
Yeah. But it's never like...
It's tasteful.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say...
It is. The sex is, for the most part.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's not like...
And the nudity is hardly ever sexual.
No, most of the nudity in the movie is pretty gross, actually.
Yeah.
There's very little gore, but what there is, at least initially, it's just a minor shock, initially.
Sure.
And there really isn't any more after that to speak of. Not really.
No, not really.
But yeah.
And one decidingly uncomfortable scene.
Yes.
Murder scene, which is
enough said,
which is uncomfortable.
Yep.
But I feel like I should warn people, but I don't.
No, it's fine, leave it alone.
Yeah. Okay, but watch it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Watch it and
forget about the other one we talked about.
Yeah, just don't. Frankenstein Island, pass. It Follows, watch.
Yep.
And that has been Podcast-tober.
So yeah,
we should do this next year.
That's a fantastic idea.
Right? I'm just saying.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Do you sell crackers?
Yeah, I sell crackers. Of course I do. You're a cracker world. I got every kind of cracker.
Do you have saltines?
I have saltines. Oh, do I? I have 17 flavors.
17 flavors?
Yeah, we got cheese, fish flavored, whatever you want.
Fish flavored?
Yeah. They make some crazy crackers, and I got them all.
Do you have, Ritz crackers?
I do have Ritz crackers.
Do you have the little ones
with the sandwiches?
Yeah,
with the things cheese? Inside? I sure do.
What about peanut butter?
I have peanut butter as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I don't have animal crackers, though, interestingly enough, because animal crackers are actually a cookie.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very misleading.
What about, the chicken and a biscuit?
I do have chicken and a biscuit.
Those
but
are crackers.
I don't have any biscuits, otherwise known as cookies in England. That's confusing. I just have crackers.
Huh.
So, yeah, any kind of cracker you can want. If you have more you want to ask me about, go ahead and shoot. I probably got it.
What about those little oyster crackers that you put in tomato soup?
In the soups?
Yeah.
Yes. They're basically saltines but shaped like little oysters.
Yeah.
Got them.
Huh.
I got a whole, actually, honestly, I got a whole shipment of them that just came in. Probably
about,
3,000
boxes.
What
about, graham crackers?
Ooh. That's tricky.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's sweet, like a cookie, but kind of cracker.
I mean, it's like, in the name.
Yeah. So we only carry those on weekends. That's our compromise.
On weekends?
Yeah, it's a hard thing to say. Does it count? Does it not count? I don't know. So we have them on weekends.
So I mean, you have them in stock. You just don't sell them.
Correct.
I see.
Yeah, we only sell them on weekends. They're weekend crackers. That's the term we came up with.
What about soda crackers? That's a thing.
Oh, soda crackers. Yeah, we got those. Would you like some soda crackers? What would you like?
No, I'm just trying to get a base idea of what sort of...
Oh, good. Whew, I got to say, I was worried, honestly, that you were going to want to buy crackers, because I can't sell you any.
Oh, what? Why is
Well, that? Obvious reasons. I mean, you know, I'm just not comfortable with it because of the color of your skin. No crackers allowed. Oh, man, I can't believe we survived. Are you okay?
I think so. I don't think anything's broken. I think I'm okay.
Check everything. Make sure. A few scratches.
I didn't think we were ever going to find land.
I know. Woohoo! I'm so happy we're in land!
Yeah. I mean, we didn't go out for a hot air balloon ride over the ocean. And did not expect a freak tornado.
Thank God we had this, you know, rubber raft thing. I mean, raft's not the word, obviously. Something else like that that we should now replace and escape this island that we're on.
Yeah.
Maybe build one out of wood.
Logs.
Logs. Yeah. They're sturdy.
And twine.
Twine and logs.
Which we fashion ourselves from twine materials.
Hey, do you want to go look around the island? Cave, see if we can find something?
Let's check out. Let's explore every cave.
Okay.
Here's one.
Oh, I found a Frankenstein.
Frankenstein Island. We got Frankensteins.
But just the one, I feel like it's kind of misleading. If you're listening to this, then I'm dead. And this is my last will and testament. I've cashed in a few favors, and I've been able to make this interactive. So you can ask any questions, and I can answer them as if I was here in the room.
Oh, hey, Grandpa.
Jimmy, welcome. This is my interactive will. Technology is allowing me to interact with you, even though I'm dead.
They said you died.
I am dead. But this is technology that's allowing me to talk to you.
They said you died. They said you were dead.
Yeah, I am dead, I'm saying.
But how are we talking?
I know it's confusing, but trust me. You can ask me any questions, and I will answer them.
How is this working?
Just know that it is.
You're not dead?
I am. I am dead. I'm very dead. I have never been more dead than I am right now.
But it doesn't... I mean...
Here's a video of my death.
Oh, no.
Do you see how it's completely eviscerating me? There's nothing left. I'm destroyed in that. I'm dead. You mustn't see that now. There's no questions.
But, Grandpa, what do I get?